and welcome to Keep Middlesex Moving's Mobility Matters podcast. I am Christina Fowler, and I am joined today by my fellow host, Arlene Holt.
Good morning. I am so happy to be here with you, Christina, especially since March is Women's History Month. On today's podcast, we'd like to highlight some of the women here in Middlesex County and the important work that they do in local government and within our community.
Thank you. Our guest today is Middlesex County Commissioner and my good friend, Leslie Copel. Thank you for joining us, Leslie.
My pleasure to be here.
So why don't you tell us about yourself and how you got involved in local government?
Local government has become a way of life for my family and I. About over a decade ago, when my son was in kindergarten, I got involved in the schools. My son is now a graduate, has graduated from college. So it's been a long run. But many women we find do get involved with their community because of their kids. They come in through the school system, through teachers, through activities with their children, and they see things that may need to be changed or improved. And it becomes a stepping stone into the political arena. Very few people I find, especially women, woke up one day and said, wow, let me run for office. This is my role in the community. So often it's our children that bring us along.
You're right. And I think we've all been there, right, Christine? I mean, you are now a councilwoman in Hightstown. And so getting involved in your community has been a stepping stone into that aspect of your role within Hightstown. Commissioner, would you mind talking a little bit about what exactly is a commissioner and your role in county government?
Exactly, a commissioner is, well, Middlesex County, I found, because Middlesex County is huge. So I'm from the southern part of Middlesex County, which is Monroe Township. That's exit 8A. We go up to exit 13. So Middlesex County is a huge, huge, exciting county. And the diversity is absolutely amazing. From top to bottom throughout the county, we as commissioners get to represent so many different kinds of communities, cities, small boroughs, towns, and people. So it's really thrilling and exciting for us as commissioners. We're a very diverse group ourselves. We come throughout the entire county. We're responsible for the budget. We're responsible for, we have a county jail. We have county court systems. So many, and county roads, especially in some of the, like Monroe where we live, there's a lot of county roads. But it's very diverse, it's very exciting, and there's so many new projects that the county can be part of. We have two arts projects that we just completed, and those are as exciting as anything else that we've done. We have some projects with ferries, with parking lots, all different kinds of events that we run, the plays in the park. So there's very little part of someone who lives in Middlesex County's lives that we don't have at least some effect on. And that's part of the challenge and also the joy of being a county commissioner is that we get to positively affect so much of things that happen in individuals' lives. And hopefully we can provide, and that's what one of my goals and why I love being a commissioner is to provide families and our neighbors with places to go and a place to live that's comfortable, diverse, and welcoming.
Well, you mentioned the ferry system, and I know that the Middlesex County commissioners have played a really big role in the Transit Village in North Brunswick and creating a new train line that is so integral to our commuters here in Middlesex County and all over Central Jersey. So, I'm thankful that the leadership of the commissioners has helped create that because it's really necessary for everybody. And it's really going to change that area, the southern part of Middlesex County, for the better.
And we do have a 2040 plan. We've been working on this for a number of years, but as being a visionary, where do we want to go? And transportation has always been at the top priority of things that need to be addressed in Middlesex County. And as much as it's important to us as a county and your role in it, it's not just Middlesex County's issue, right? This is a New Jersey issue, but how can we affect where we are, the ferry, the train station, through parking garages, through helping other ways of people to commute, get to place. Those are all parts that the county realizes affects people and their daily lives.
True. We joke around about, does Central Jersey exist? Middlesex County actually is essentially Central Jersey, and it is the transportation hub of the state when you think about it. You know, we have the North Jersey coastline and the Northeast corridor. And we have several stops in Middlesex County for it. Yeah, Transportation 2040 is integral to the future of the county.
Yeah, and just living in Middlesex County, we have, you know, the entrance to 287, 440, the turnpike. And you talked about the ferry systems. That's really exciting. We're all really excited about that because it's just another method for people in Central Jersey to get around and to alleviate the congestion that's on our roadways. And it's making it difficult for people to get around. So having more transportation options within our area is just so beneficial and really exciting for all of us.
It is. So Leslie, what advice would you give to a young woman that's starting her career?
Well, I talk about children a lot, but my daughter, who is graduating with her MBA, knock on wood,
congrats.
This June. I have a daughter like who's just graduating now. And basically what I tell her is take any work that people give you right now when you're in the office. So if somebody asks you to do something small, just do it. Like, don't think that, wow, I have just graduated or I'm above starting something. Start small. Just grab the opportunity. There's so many ways now also to promote yourself on LinkedIn and social. So if somebody asks you to write something, write it and then put your credit up on your LinkedIn and like go for it. So just start promoting yourself and taking advantage of all opportunities. Small things, you don't know where they're going to lead. And I think as we like grow up or through experience, we realize that we didn't realize like the conversation like 5 years ago with someone who you might've impressed or made an impression on you, it comes back. And the world, as complex as it is actually, I feel, getting a little bit smaller and tighter with so many ways to network with people and just make those impressions, find those people and be curious and start new things. So don't pigeonhole yourself in something too early. Take advantage of little things that come up. You just never know. And you know, I run a nonprofit here in Mercer County, but the idea of volunteering is crucial. Find something where your heart is. There's so many ways you can make a difference with causes, clubs, little networks that you can benefit and contribute to. Don't be afraid to spend a little bit of your time, your free time, working on these causes. It makes you feel better as a person. It gives you opportunity to meet new people and socialize with other people with values and beliefs that are similar to your own. So get involved in small little things that, you know, make you smile and make you happy. And then even if your job is tedious or as you're starting out, just take advantage of those tasks and just do them with gusto, take pride in what you're doing and then write about it. And, you know, you can move on, but just take advantage. And I think women tend generally not to maybe raise our hand as much, but I think now, given that there's other opportunities that we can have ourselves shine through, like the LinkedIn, the social, you don't always need to be in front of the room, like screaming things. You can be a behind the scenes player, or you can be in front of the room screaming and being, look at me. You can go either way. But I think that there's a lot of power right now for people who are working behind the scenes, making things happen and really and kind of running the world as I see it. So you can be out front or you could be in a worker bee, but the thing is to be involved and just go for it. And that's my biggest advice, is just do it, you know, start, get off your couch, get out of your house, and or do it from your couch in your house, whatever, you know, however you're comfortable, but just start engaging in whatever activities make you feel really good. And I think those activities, it'll lead to something special.
Right. You hit it on the head, and especially for women in government and elected positions, sometimes we underestimate ourselves and we feel that we have to have certain qualifications. When, as you pointed out in the beginning of our podcast, being a part of the PETA, just running your household, you have leadership skills, and those leadership skills can translate in so many ways. And creating those networks within your community, whether you're volunteering, whether you're part of the PETA, they translate really well into holding elected office. And we need to encourage our sisters to get out there and run for office and to take up those leadership skills in their communities. And if you're interested in serving on the Parks Department, then, you know, go for it. Or if you want to, you know, run the Memorial Day Parade, Christina. There's always so many things for us, and we just have to, you know, believe in ourselves and encourage each other to go for it.
Right. All excellent points. You know, we have to remember to self-promote. We're lucky in that, even though we have so many different platforms now to help us self-promote in a way that gets our message out. I think that's very, very important. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you, Leslie, for joining us on the podcast. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We'll see you on our next episode.
Thank you so much.
Funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration.